So speaking about the recurrent setting, of course, all the excitement was about Solo 1, but we had to go back to some of the big questions we've had the last couple years in terms of recurrent disease, particularly platinum-sensitive recurrence. So we just asked two variations of that question. We said the patient relapsed 10 months after debulking surgery, carboplatin/paclitaxel. So we asked people, what do you do BRCA wild type, and what do you do with BRCA germline? So let's start with the germline. And, you know, really, first of all, it was a question of which PARP inhibitor. It kind of looks like between olaparib, niraparib, and rucaparib that kind of similar, maybe, I would say maybe more olaparib, but, you know, not that much more. And then there's also the issue of Bev. And there are people with a germline situation. We were talking before about this issue in the high-risk earlier situation who would use Bev with chemo and then even with maintenance. So what's your global strategy in a patient with a BRCA germline with a platinum-sensitive recurrence? And what about choice of PARP inhibitor?
Yeah, I actually just counseled someone this morning with a BRCA mutation and platinum-sensitive recurrence. So, you know, my practice is to reinduce with chemotherapy. I think the data for replacing chemotherapy with PARP is coming. And so I'm interested to see those results that should be also out this year. But right now, I would reinduce with platinum and follow with a PARP inhibitor. I really, for choice of PARP, I think in BRCA patients and probably even non-BRCA, but definitely in BRCA patients, the results across the studies, and I know cross-trial comparisons are statistically not valid, but when you look at the hazard ratios for the maintenance studies, and even if you look at the response rates when we've used each of the PARP inhibitors as treatment, they look almost identical. So from an efficacy standpoint, I really don't think that there's the best one best PARP. I think the best PARP is the one that you're most comfortable using and that your office is most comfortable dose modifying, and so you can take the best care of your patient from a safety and maintenance of dose intensity standpoint. I really believe that. They're all three good drugs. They all three work. And so whichever one people are comfortable with, use it.